This is the last poet before we'll take a little break, and then Fernando will start his set. I wrote a little list of what this guy is, but then I decided that there's so much to this guy that if I said anything, it would sound like an insult, and I think his name will be enough. Nerio.
Kiss thee, ere to kill thee. No way but this, killing myself to die upon a kiss. Romeo is a bit of a twat. I was given this this past weekend by a young girl who attended a spoken word workshop at the Language Arts Festival up in Nepal. So. I work a lot with alternative education and implement spoken word and b-boying and hip-hop culture into the regular school system as a way for kids to be engaged, more engaged in what they're learning. This one girl really inspired me, as many others. But I wanted to share this piece because children inspire me. They drive me and motivate me and keep me in check. And now being a new father of a 10 and a half month old baby, I'm starting to see things with new set of eyes. And I just wanted to share that. And I'm also in a state where I feel a little experimental. What Craig said, I'm going against what Derek said. Do your best, Jesus.
Yeah.
I like this setting. I like being in this living room in the Cirque where there's no pressure at all. There's no time limit. Well, there is somewhat of a time limit tonight, but I've gone back to yesterday. It was the first time in a very long time, maybe over 7 years since I attended a slam competition, and I was trying to question myself, why the hell did I not enter? And a lot of things were happening, life got in the way, I got busy, I wanted to do more things with music, incorporate music, and I was getting into my painting and my dancing. My excuse was I didn't have time. Of course, there's always time for slam. But I found that there was a lot of pressure to perform, a lot of pressure to do well. And I've now come to a place where I'm comfortable sharing myself in the process, sharing work that is imperfectly perfect. And I'm comfortable with whatever the fuck you have to say. And this man did a piece earlier that I was thinking about, is he talking about me? Because he's talking about, you know, rappers. Or what I got from it anyways was like, there's a lot of people who rhyme, but they're not really saying shit all. I'm like, am I that guy? I don't want to be that guy. Is he talking about that? Did he use me as inspiration?
You're not that guy.
Thank you for clarifying.
Jim Horton, here's a who.
Check. Thank you for all the poets that came up here. All of you guys inspire me so much and keep me in check and keep me alive. So, just speak is what I learned from this whole journey as a poet. Like, when it comes down to it, you can take the time to, you know, this is a craft, and you can take the time to assemble your words and be very funny, like Mr. Fantastic over there. But when it comes down to it, it's a celebration of the word and what you have to say and express whatever's on your mind or whatever you're feeling. That's essentially what it's all about. Just speak. This 2 weeks ago, I was doing a presentation at the Millennium Library for the Manitoba Literacy Partners of Manitoba, and I was working with adult learners who have gone back to school to learn. I did one presentation, and there was a young man who came up to me afterwards, and he spoke to me, and he said, I was really inspired by your performance, And he, for some reason, he just wanted to share his story. And he was like, look, I was born into a life of gangs. I was with IP since I was 7 years old up until I was 18. And I just got tired of going to Stony, and I didn't want to be there. And I, decided that I just wanted to turn my life around. And he's now getting his education. He's like, but I'm at a grade 5 reading level. And I'm like, well, man, you're doing the work, and that's all that matters, you know. That's a big, huge step for that guy. So I did write a piece inspired by him and inspired by a lot of friends who I grew up with that got into bad shit and made some bad decisions. And it goes a little something like this. Those heads will turn on your tail by the flip of a coin. I tried to school him about the game, but the young man missed my point. Couldn't think for himself, riled up by his boys, going mentally ill, taking pills to fill the void. Satan tried to frame him for trying to kill that noise, but now he's hanging with that gang, feeling like he has no choice. The young poet never learned how to use his voice. He just played the back and never bothered to ask why his own brothers were leading them down the wrong path. And I'm thinking to myself, what kind of family is that? They got these rugrats passed out next to all these broke crack addicts up in the bus shack. Role models are pounding back their mouthwash bottles. It's cold. Watching empty souls sniff snow up their nostrils. Flesh and bone either slowly turn into compost or get turned in by the 5-0. Survival is hard when you're breathing for the wrong reason. I tell them that's the reason why you shouldn't let them mislead you. Now more kids are coming up with bloody rubber ducks. Young girls on the curb who need to learn how to cover up. Tough love breeds some of the coldest hearts, but if you want to warm it up, it's not too late to start. I was young too, once rolling in some stolen cars, following the pack, skipping class, acting hard, but I never stuck around to see how far the act would take me. I laugh thinking, what the hell was I thinking? Times were crazy, but thank God for hip-hop, because hip-hop is what saved me. Scribbling my pages till my hands were aching. Thank God for hip hop, because hip hop is what saved me. I'm still working on it. Yeah, I'm sharing it.